Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Shin Yud Ches. We left off in the middle of Siv Dalet. We are on the last line of page Kuf Lamed Dalet. We're about to turn on to page 286. We discussed last night the halacha of Bishul Achar Bishul, and we said, just as a little chazara, that a dish that was fully cooked, there is still a problem of Bishul if it has cooled off. And then the Mechaber said, but if it was not fully cooked, even if it was Kemacha ben Yusoy, it's still Shayach Bishul, even if it is still hot, because it's not fully cooked. And then the Mechaber told us the all-important line, that's all true, when there's a problem of Bishul Achar Bishul, is only when there's a Tavshil that has liquid. That's when we are concerned for the problem of Bishul Achar Bishul. Aval Dovish and his Bashul Kfar. But something that was cooked already and it's dry, so mutter l'shroso b'chamin b'shabbos. So you are allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. And we pick up with the new point in the Mechaber in the last line. V'im hu dover yavish. If it is dry, shalonis bashel m'lifnei ha-Shabbos, and it was not yet cooked before Shabbos, so ain shoren oso b'chamin b'shabbos. You're not allowed to soak it in hot water on Shabbos. Avol medichin oso b'chamin b'shabbos, but you can wash it off with hot water in Shabbos. You cannot place it into the hot water on Shabbos, but you can pour the hot water over it on Shabbos. Chutz min hamaliach hayoshan, except for the old salty things, as we'll see what that is in the Mishnah Berurah. Umin dog shenikra koyas ha'isponin, and besides the fish that is called koyos ha'aspan, and those things, the maliach hayoshan and this fish, they're going to be an exception. She'enam tzrichim bishul elo ma'at. They only require a small amount of bishul. They are very easily cooked. V'hadachoson hi gemar malachtan. And therefore, the rinsing them off with the hot water is the gemar malacha. So therefore, even though normally rinsing it with hot water is not going to be a problem, but when it comes to these items that are kali habishul, they're easily cooked, then it will be a problem of hadacha, because the hadacha is the gemar malacha. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now on the bottom of page Kuf Lamed Aled, Sivkotan Lamed Aled. So again, the first thing we said is something that is dry, that was not yet cooked before Shabbos, you cannot soak it in hot water on Shabbos. So let's get more details. Oson shebechamin, you can't soak it in hot water. Shayat soledes bohem. So something that was not cooked before Shabbos, that is dry, cannot be soaked in something that is yad soledes bo. Vafilu im lo yanichu sham achi animoach. Even if you're not going to leave it there till it gets melted, you're only going to leave it there for a short amount of time, it's usur. Vafilu bi klisheni nami usur lishros. And even in a klisheni, meaning that not the kli that actually heated up the water, the kli that was heating up the water, you then emptied it out into another kli, it's a klisheni. So you can't put the dry item that was not cooked before Shabbos into that klisheni when it is yatzol at this bow. The milchsi kemevashel. Even though we hold a klisheni does not cook, but it looks like you're cooking, and therefore to put this dry item that was never cooked into a klisheni that's yatzol at this bow is aser midirabonon. The lo dummy letavlin besiftes. It's not similar to the case of spices that we'll see soon in Siftes. The lo asar elu v'kli rishon. There we only asar putting the spices into a kli rishon, but in a kli sheni it's mutter. The tvolin asuyin lumatek hakedera v'lo milchsi kemevashel. That's because spices are made and used in order to spice up the dish, to sweeten the dish, and therefore it doesn't look like you're cooking those items. So even though we're saying over here you can't place items that were not cooked into a klisheni, because the milchsik and mavashel, when it comes to spices, there is no concern of milchsik and mavashel, and therefore it's only also in a klirishon. In a klisheni it's mutter. If you look at note 45, he points out, v'chein loseis prusas limon v'klisheni shayatsu lethesbo. The same thing will be to put a piece of lemon into a klisheni that's very hot. The Chazon Ish writes, She'ein le'asor mitzad she'ner kemevashel. There is no problem over there of milchsi kemevashel as well. Kevan she'halimon nechshav ketavlin. Since he says the lemon is considered like a spice, so just like the Mishnah Berurah says when it comes to spices, it's not a problem in a klisheni. Everyone knows it's there to give taste, and it's not there to be cooked, and therefore it's not milchsi kemevashel. So the lemon is usur to put into a kli rishon, but it would not be usur to put it into a klisheni. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Vayter Sivkotan Lamed Hei. So we said, although you cannot place the dry, uncooked item into the hot water in a cliche that's also let us bow. But the Mechaber said, "Aval medichin osel b'chavim b'Shabbos," but you can pour the hot water over it on Shabbos. Says the Mishabura, "The hainu shem ma'ara olav miklisheni." We're talking over here again about a klisheni. You can't put it to soak in a klisheni, but you can pour water from a klisheni over this food. The mikli rishon asar laros olav. However, from a kli rishon, it is usher to pour over this dry, uncooked item. The erui ke kli rishon umavashok de klipa. Because the rule is that erui kli rishon, pouring from a kli rishon, cooks a kde klipa, it cooks a little bit of a shell of the item, and therefore, from a kli rishon onto this uncooked item will be usher. Kemosha kosef sifyud, like we'll see later in sifyud. However, from a klisheni, then it's mutter. V'hu adin d'shari la'aros miklisheni agabe dover lach tzonen. Not only can you pour the hot water from a klisheni onto an uncooked dry item, the same thing is true that you're allowed to pour from a klisheni onto something that is wet, that is cold. The habile kadocha ba'alma, that's only considered hadocha, pouring from a klisheni is going to be mutter. Sivkotin lamed vav. The two exceptions are the maliach hayoshan and this kind of fish that's called the kolyas ha'esbonin. They do not need a lot of bishul, and therefore, just pouring the water over from a klisheni is already the gemar malachto, and that's already going to be bishul. So pouring from a klisheni onto these items will be aser. Says the Mishaburis of Kadin Lamidvav. What is the maliach hayoshan? It's dag maluach shel shana she'avra. It is a fish that was salted from last year, was salted for a very long time. The kolyas ha'esbonin, whose shame dog, that's also the name of a fish. Sha'ochlin oso machmas milcho alidei hadocha b'chanin. You can only eat it because of the great saltiness that it has by rinsing it off with hot water. The alkane, and therefore, afilu hadocha namilo. Since these things absolutely require the hadocha to make them edible, to pour the hot water over from a klisheni is aser, shezehu gemar malachton, that's the completion of the malacha of have a bishul, and therefore it is an iser abishul. The isa begemara demhedichon bechamen chayv chatas. Not only is it aser, it's actually going to be an iser daraisa, this is the bishul of those items, it's making it ready to be eaten. Vihine kama achronim kosvu. Various achronim write, the teva shel elu hadvarim, the nature of these fish is she'ein yecholin la'ochlo kozman shehudah b'chamin. You cannot eat them. They are inedible until they are rinsed off with hot water. The alkein, and therefore hadocha shelhen chashiva bishul. Therefore, rinsing it off with the hot water, even from a klisheni, is considered bishul. The mashvi le'ochel, you're making it into food. The huadin sha'ar dover maluach. The same thing would be true lagabi other salty things that are like these, that they are inedible without rinsing them off with hot water. They're usher to rinse off with hot water, even from a klei sheni. But things that need to be washed off, but they could also be washed off with cold water, it would get the job done. So ein iser l'hadichon b'chamim klei sheni. For those items that could theoretically get washed off with cold water, if you wash them off with hot water from a klei sheni, it will not be usher. Ulefize, according to this, dog maluach shev mekomenu, the salty fish in our place is shenikra herring. That's called herring. Sheyecholin leochol aydei hadochas tzonin, that you are able to eat it by rinsing it off with cold water. Vilefa'omim apeli hadocha. Sometimes it's edible even without rinsing it off at all. So mutter lahadicho af b'mayim chamin. So that you are allowed to rinse off even with hot water from a klisheni. Umeataz mashma deyesh leizor shelo lahadicho b'chamin. However, from the Taz it is mashma that one should be careful not to rinse it off with hot water even in that case. V'chein kosa b'sefer shulchon atzei shitim u'b'chai odom v'chein nochon linog l'maisav ayin b'ralocha. That is a proper way to be nohig, even though there are some poskim that say, since it could be rinsed off with cold water and the job can get done, or sometimes you need no water, therefore it's mutter with hot water. But lemaisa, there are those who say, no, with hot water it's always going to be aser, and therefore one should not rinse off this herring even with hot water, even though it could be done with cold water. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayitas of Kadin Lamed Zayin. The reason why this is usher to be rinsed off with hot water is hadochasan hi gemar melachton. This rinsing off with hot water is the gemar melacha. Rotzalomer bechamin. It means to say that rinsing it off with hot water, that's the gemar melacha. However, to rinse these things off with cold water is 100% mutter, and to soak them in cold water is 100% mutter. Even the type of food that is inedible, and by soaking in the cold water it becomes edible, it's still mutter to soak it in cold water and make it edible. Any item that is not food now, it's not edible. Mutter la so ochel b'Shabbos. You are allowed to make it into ochel on Shabbos. Kemo shekasa b'simin shinchav dalin. So there is no problem making something from inedible to edible if it is by soaking it in cold water. The problem is using hot water. That's when we get into problems. Now I'd like to read one bir halacha, and that is back on page 268. Divra maskel v'hadochasan. So he writes, I am the mishabura. Like we just saw, that pouring it with cold water is mutter, soaking it in cold water is mutter. Kain mashma b'beis Yosef, v'chein kosa b'el yirabe b'shem aprisha, u'b'tosef ha-shabbos, u'b'sefer ma'aser rokech, u'shar achronim. So many achronim say that rinsing it with cold water, soaking it in cold water is 100% mutter. However, v'ra'isi b'prima godem sherotze l'chadish dover. I saw the prima godem that wants to say a chiddush. Since these foods are inedible without rinsing them off, even with cold water, it's going to be usher to rinse it with cold water or soak it in cold water, not because of bishul, but because of makab patish. That is the isser of a gemar kli, finishing up a kli. So you're making an ochel. That's like finishing up a kli. That'll be an isser of makab patish. That is the chiddush of the prima godim. And therefore the Prima Godim asks on the Beis Yosef and the Sefer HaPardes, why is it mutter in cold water? If it's making it from inedible to edible, why is that not an Isra Makab Patish? Shkoyach, it's not Bishul. But Lamaisi, you're finishing up the Ochel, it's like finishing up a Kli, it should be Aser. V'nishra B'kush, and the Prima Godim ends up with a Kasha. V'hinei, Baluvush gam kein ra'isi shakosav le'inyan shriyas davar koshe t'chiyuvu humi mishamagam patish. I also saw the Luvush that says a similar idea, that soaking something that is hard to soften it off is a chiyuv because of magam patish. Aval be'emes lo nihiru davar zeklal. B'zat l'chavas chayim, really this doesn't make any sense at all. Ukvar tofas olav be'el yirabah. And the Rabbah already takes issue with this. The Birashi v'Rama Mavur lehedya dechiyuv humishum bishul. When it comes to rinsing it off with hot water, Rashi and the Rambam write specifically the Isser is bishul. V'rotzalomar shamay lo chayvuhu shom mishum makav patish. Why don't they say over there by the hot water that there's a problem makav patish? Why do they only address bishul? Elavadai de ve'elu ha'inyonim lo shayach makav patish. Rather, it must be when it comes to finishing off food, it's not called makav patish. U'menela de bitzone. And therefore, if by hot water it's not a problem, it's only bishul. So by cold water, where there's no bishul, there's also going to be no isra, and it's going to be mutter. If you skip down to the second to last line of the page, hayotze midvarenu, what comes out from our words, the inyan makab patish bidvar ochel hu dover chodosh shelo nimtza b'poskim. This that the Prima Godim wants to say that by ochel, finishing up the ochel, is makab patish. Is a davar chodesh that we don't find in the poskim, the adarabba. The opposite is true, yesh kamas diros azeh. There are various contradictions about this. Ukamoshe kasadnul malak wrote in this paragraph, the alkane, and therefore the bottom line is, Zotachavaschayim, ein lahachmir ba'adochas sonim b'shum gavni. You do not have to be machmir not to rinse things off with cold water at all, even if the rinsing off in cold water makes it from inedible to edible. Kein niril anias daiti be'ezer Hashem. That is my humble opinion. Be'ezer Hashem says to Chavaschayim that rinsing something off with cold water, making it into an ochel, from being non-ochel is mutter. There is no isra makav patish when it comes to ochel. One important note over here, note number 49. V'chein lasos mei soda ayidei hachnosas chamtson l'machshir ha-soda b'Shabbos. Soda stream. When you have those seltzer machines and you want to make the water have bubbles, you want to put the fizz in and you want to put in some oxygen into the soda. So writes the Or Lezion, Shemutter, Mipnei She'ein Iser Makav Patesh Bochlin. Even though you're finishing up the seltzer, you're now creating a new entity of seltzer. That is Mutter, because there is no Iser Makav Patesh by Ochlin, like the Chavos Chaim says. V'chein Kosa B'Sefer Shvisas HaShabbos, Shach Sam Sofer Hitter Lasos Me Soda B'Shabbos. The Sam Sofer allowed seltzer to be made on Shabbos. Ubishal Shuvas Rav Polim Kosov Sha'af im Yesh Isra Magal Patish Bochlin. Even if one were to say like the Prima Golem, there is an Isra Magal Patish, Vichain Daito, that is the opinion of the Rav Polim. Mikomakom Lo Nasar Lasos Me Soda, he said still it's not gonna be usher to make seltzer. Kevan Shahoyu Hamayim Ruuyim Lishtia Lifneach Losa Soda. Since Lamaisa it was edible as water, all you're doing is making it a little more gishmak for yourself. So even if I hold, says the Rav Polim, that there would be theoretically an Isra Magal Patish by Ochlin, it's not applicable over here because it was ready made before. Water is edible, and now it's vayter edible, so it's not a problem. V'lo ne'asar l'sakein elo machal she'en roi l'achila. Even the ones who say, which the Chavos Chaim is not going with, that there is an Isra Magal Patish, that is only if you're making it from inedible to edible, not if you're just making it a little better. V'chein das agonu shomuzam Urbach, Shemutter, Lasos, Mesoda B'Shabbos, and so too says Shlomo Zalman, that one is allowed to make seltzer on Shabbos. We will stop here and finish the Sif and Mirzah Shem tomorrow with a lengthy discussion about making tea and coffee on Shabbos. Be'ezus Hashem.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.